Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
We're getting back to the last part of the series. Let's go ahead and get right into the history of the extension.
Sure. So my last few radio programs, I've really talked about the history of extension from when it was formed. And so just as a reminder that we've been in existence for 110 years. And today I really want to share more about our local programs, so our Frontier Extension District. Every week, either on a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you hear from our various team members. And so I think it's important to kind of, again, give a little bit of history of that. So prior to 2010, Franklin and Osage County were functioning in the county. And during that time, then our operating budget, our expenses basically came, were part of the general budget for that county. We also received funding from Kansas State University that includes our agent or educator salaries, as well as some benefits and other things, resources from Kansas State University. But majority of the funding really does come from our counties. And then we also have funding that comes in through grants as well. So again, prior to 2010, Osage and Franklin County were functioning as counties, part of the general budget in each county. And we had the opportunity then to form an extension district. And we were the 11th district to form in the state of Kansas. So there actually was districts formed prior to Frontier Extension District in the state. And I believe those actually occurred like in the 90s. So Frontier was formed with Franklin and Osage counties joining in 2010. And then in 2014, we added Anderson County. So we are our own taxing entity. We levy taxes. I've been working with the board on that as far as this is the time of the year that we actually develop a budget. And so we are a team of 16 staff members, and we are located in those three offices, which are Garnett, Linden, and Ottawa. And we're governed by a 12-member board, so we have four representatives from each county. And our board meets monthly, and we have board members that have served for quite some time, and we have some newer board members. And so board members serve four-year terms. And we really appreciate them because they're volunteers, and they really help to guide and direct our program. Part of our program also consists of what we call program development committees. So again, these are board members as well as community members, citizens across the three counties that serve as an advisory role. And law does say that we need to have four program development committees, which is Ag and Natural Resources, Family Consumer Sciences, 4-H Youth Development, and Community Development as well. So we cover those four different areas. I think some things that people don't recognize, and again, they may see us on their tax statement and think, who are we or what do we do? We provide a lot of services, a lot of education across, again, the three county district. And so I really wanted to share what some of those are. So some of our services, we do provide farm visits. So our agriculture and natural resources agents, as well as our horticulture agent, provides farm visits, homeowner visits, comes to look at your lawn, maybe your wheat field, diagnoses what's going on with your tree or maybe your garden produce or whatever. So they do make visits. We also provide hay testing, and we have hay probes. We're testing hay before you feed that to your livestock. Other things we provide, soil testing. So we really, we send a soil test up to Kansas State University, and they test those for different nutrients and then let homeowners or producers know what nutrients they're deficient in. We also have farm account books, and we do private pesticide. People who actually want to apply pesticides, they come to our office to take that test to be certified to do that as well. For homeowners, maybe you think about, you know, most of those don't relate to you, but we have water test kits. So maybe you're on a well still and you want to test your water. We have radon kits. We know it's important to test your home for radon. And then we also test pressure gainer gauge testing. So you're canning your produce, but you want to make sure, of course, you're doing that safely. We have, again, a lot of information, educational information from Kansas garden guides, plant pathology testing. We also have some, we do mold tests, mole traps, and we have insect identification as well. So you will see us out in our communities providing a lot of education, and we work within our communities maybe also to change maybe some systems or policies that are not necessarily functioning for us. So some of the other things that we provide is Medicare counseling. As you're getting older and looking at Medicare, there's options out there. And so Janae McNally, our adult development and family resource management, will actually help you with that. We also provide Stay Strong and Stay Healthy in a Matter of Balance. So these are programs to help older adults to remain in their home, to stay strong, provide mobility as well. Diabetes education, those that are living with diabetes, what they can do to live healthy. And, of course, we have the 4-H Youth Development Program. We really talk about growing tomorrow's leaders. They are our future. Our youth are our future. So provide opportunities for them in public speaking, skill development, workforce development as well. And then, again, healthy communities, really thinking about the prosperity, economic prosperity of our communities, looking at small business development as well. We provide, you know, we can provide some community assessments too. So I can continue to talk about all the services and educational offerings we provide, but I hope this really gives listeners a really good understanding of what we do, again, across the district in our three counties, and we're here to help you. So just real quickly, I'm going to give information about how to contact us. You can contact the Garnet office at 785-448-6826, our Ottawa office at 785-229-3520, and our Lennon office at 785-828-4438. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to noon, and then 1 to 5.
You guys are incredibly busy.
We are.
All these extension reports, keep learning more and more about this. All these different agents, and wow, you guys do a ton.
Yes.
Well, good to get the history. That was a fun series to be a part of. I'm looking forward to whatever we got going next next time around. Well, tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meredith Zine, Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol.